Waves of snow and even some freezing rain will likely impact portions of the northern plains and the upper Midwest as we go forward through the end of this week and into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We've managed to escape the bigger snows here recently, but it looks like our turn is up, and we're going to see first some light precipitation occurring across the region today. It'll be mostly snow, and it's already with us in eastern North Dakota and will be spreading through the northern half of Minnesota during the afternoon. It'll be a fast-moving disturbance. A trace to 1, maybe 2 inches of snow will occur. The greatest amounts will be in the northeast corner of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. But this system will be followed closely by another system that will be a warmer one, and therefore a higher volume of moisture will be contained into the event. And we'll see snow and rain and freezing rain occurring as a mixture tomorrow morning in the Missouri River Valley area, and shortly after dawn we'll likely see that precipitation expand quickly across the eastern part of North Dakota into Minnesota and northeastern and eventually all of eastern South Dakota, and southern Minnesota will be impacted as well. The rain will be on the southwest side, but to the northeast there will be some impressive snow, and it's going to be heavy wet snow. It'll accumulate in the range of 3 to 9 inches coming out of the southeast corner of Saskatchewan through northeastern and east central parts of North Dakota into west central and northern parts of Minnesota. But there will be a narrow band of transition from the snow to the rain with a little freezing rain in between, and we'll likely see that occur from central parts of North Dakota into again west central and southwestern parts of Minnesota. The moisture content with this event will run from about 0.2 of an inch to 0.75 of an inch, and obviously the travel from northeastern North Dakota into central Minnesota and the north part of the state will likely be somewhat significant because of the quick accumulating wet slushy snow. Now we do expect the snow to linger into Tuesday evening and maybe into Wednesday morning. Colder air will come in behind it, dry out the snow, blow it around a little bit with wind gusts to 30 to 35 miles per hour, and then finally the precipitation will end sometime shortly after dawn on Wednesday. Behind that is another disturbance, but it will likely wimp out on us before it comes across the region. Just a dusting of snow will occur. That'll be on Thursday. And then another system behind that, which will be a little bit bigger. It'll bring in much colder air. It'll come with strong wind speeds of 30 to 40 miles per hour. And we'll look for the temperatures as we go into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings, dropping our low temperatures into the range of negative lower 20s and negative teens. And afternoon highs will stay below 0. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.